Although the LGBTI community in Australia is growing fast, some members still feel there is a need for greater inclusion. Indigenous and homosexual man Jake Goblonski, who has struggled with his identity in the past, is now eager to share his story to promote acceptance and inclusion throughout his culture. Miles Herbert has more.
Yeah, I'm Jake Goblonski, and I'm from Katherine in the Northern Territory. I grew up there. I lived there my whole life. I've had a lot to do with mental health. I've done a lot of work around that, and also Indigenous-related social issues and equality and LGBTI issues. So they're probably my three main focuses with the work that I do, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, you published an opinion piece for NITV titled "I'm Indigenous and I'm Gay, Accept It."
Yep.
What pushed you to write this?
So I wrote the piece, I didn't write the headline. But basically, with Mardi Gras approaching at that time, I just wanted to let people who in similar situations to what I was know that it's okay to be different. It's okay to not fit the everyday stereotypes of what a young boy should be or should look like.
Have you struggled with your identity in the past?
I definitely struggled with identity. I struggled with firstly being a light-skinned Aboriginal. That was one struggle with identity, and the other was obviously being gay. And it took me a long time to accept both of those. But once I did, and once I knew I had the support, that's what pushed me through to being who I am today and why I'm wanting to help other people. But yeah, I definitely struggled.
How has the response been to your piece? Has there been mostly positive conversation? Has there been any negative backlash?
Yeah, so I've had mostly positive. There's been a bit of negativity. A lot of people don't understand the LGBTI community. A lot of people don't understand the Indigenous community. So for me to put both of those into one headline, one article, I think it really created conversations and made people think a little bit outside the box.
How would you say that homosexuality is viewed in Indigenous culture and the Indigenous community?
It's not common in the Indigenous community, but it is becoming more common. It's just culturally not something that the Indigenous community is used to, but I think we're coming a long way. Australia as a whole nation, we are moving forward, but we've still got a little way to go. So it's definitely viewed, I think being Indigenous and gay is viewed completely different to being non-Indigenous and gay, but they fit together and they should always be seen as the same.
A while ago, Anthony Mundane was quoted as saying that he thinks homosexuality and Indigenous culture don't mix. What would you say to him?
I would say that he needs to start living in 2017. I think he needs to go back to his community and find out how many LGBTI people are in his community, in his mob. And I think it'll really open his eyes to what's really going on and how society is today. So I would probably tell him to head home and just have a look around at the people around him and in his community.
So you said that it has gotten better, but still LGBTI people and youth in general are 5 times more likely to attempt suicide than their peers. How can we fix this disparity?
I think having a lot more inclusion, having a lot more education in schools, inclusion in schools, education around LGBTI issues in school. I think that's where it starts. You've got to bring our kids up to know what that's about, to know that there are people, and these people are still human. I'm human. My family treats me as a human. I think it's about education, and for the wider community, I think it's about inclusion. So I think we need to introduce marriage equality into Australia so everyone can feel included. Everyone has the same right.
What would you say to a young Indigenous boy or girl like yourself who might be struggling with their sexuality at the moment?
Definitely be themselves regardless of what anyone thinks. I think that's the most important thing, is to always be yourself and have trustworthy people around you to talk to and people who support you in a positive way. I think I'd definitely encourage people to find those people and really dig into that and find themselves that support.
How do we hear more stories like yours? Do you feel like there's a need for more LGBTI storytelling in the media, in television, in culture in general?
I definitely think there needs to be more people telling their story. I think as time goes on, people will, but I think at the moment there's still not enough acceptance, not enough inclusion of LGBTI, and especially Indigenous LGBTI in society. So I think with time it'll progress, but at the moment I think we need to get conversations started. Hopefully I can encourage other people to speak up and definitely use their story to create conversations.
Jake Goblonski ending that report by Miles Herbert.